I am what you see. I am what you touch. Everything belongs to me. The time of day, the time of night, the air, the ground, the stars. Everyone who occupies the planet Earth belongs to me. But some I'm going to place in one place, and the others in another place. Some are going to know their God very personally, directly. Others are going to follow the other gods that were established years ago on this planet by the father of lies, Satan. Once there was a house. This house had a large roof. There came a storm, and the storm damaged one wall. As the wall weakened, the roof got heavier. So eventually, the whole roof fell upon its walls and destroyed the whole structure. But it happened slowly, very directly, as the days, the weeks, and the months, and the years progressed. Eventually, the structure fell. That's the way it's going to happen with society. The society that believes it knows it all. The society of man. There is a spiritual world that's living side by side. The spiritual world is very strong. There is a positive and there's a negative parts of the spiritual world. Like this house, the negative spiritual world nibbles at society slowly but surely. As the days and the weeks and the months and the years go by, eventually society falls apart because Satan and his followers eventually destroy the foundation of society. It isn't that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth doesn't stop or encourage or does nothing as this is happening. But there are certain things that have to happen to fulfill scripture, to fulfill prophecy. The final outcome will be a new world, a new spiritual world, with the followers of Jesus Christ, the followers of Jehovah, the followers of the Holy Spirit. People who walk in the Spirit will understand what I'm saying. People of the world will be confused. There's going to be a fork in the road. Either you're going to walk to the right or you're going to walk to the left. Very simple statement. But one road will take you down the path to Satan. The other path will take you to Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The choice is yours. There's going to be a lot of obstacles in between. But everyone is going to come to this fork in the road. It doesn't matter if they believe in other gods other than Jesus Christ. There's always going to be that fork. And there's always going to be the side of good and the side of bad. Jesus Christ of Nazareth is trying to take you to the right. Trying to take you where the wisdom and the knowledge of all that is all rests. The truth about love. The truth about fellowship. The truth about praising God. So be it. So be it. Either you understand what I'm saying, or you're totally lost. It makes no difference. But what makes the difference is when you come across that fork in the road, remember my words. Either you follow the Lord, or you follow the devil. It's very simple. It's very direct. It's to the point. But remember, God is always there. There reaches a point in time where the devil won't be there because he's not a god in reality. Because Jesus Christ, Jehovah, and the Holy Spirit are God. They can place the devil wherever they want, at any time they want. So remember, there's only one God. So keep your eyes open because this fork in the road might appear before you at an instant, years from now, or tomorrow. Remember, it's never too late to find Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, Jehovah. There's going to come a point in time it, what you know, what you see, is going to be torn apart by things that are beyond your control. Things that you're going to find stupid, senseless. But they will happen. And remember, you have to pray. You have to read the Bible. You have to have communion. You have to seek God, Jesus Christ, Jehovah, and the Holy Spirit. We are always there. But you've got to turn that wicked heart, that sinful life that you live. Remember, go to the right. Do what's right. Follow your God, Jesus Christ. And all will be all right. Peace, my children. Peace. This is your loving Father, giving you a message from heaven of what's right and what's wrong.